Bajorquez with the relief effort. Thanks, Manuel. Most years, Florida supplies about half of America's orange juice, but Irma wiped out much of this year's crop in just a few hours. It's another body blow for farmers who've battled a devastating crop disease for years. Here's Carter Evans.
We're down about a foot from where we were earlier this morning.
More than 60% of Palmetto's crop is either in the water or in the dirt. Thousands of trees were ripped out of the ground by Hurricane Irma's blistering winds.
And it's not salvageable either.
Not any part of it. This would not be harvested until April or May.
His crop was destined to become orange juice. But now, with much of it floating in 3 feet of flood water, it looks more like an orange soup.
As you can see by the amount of fruit on the ground, this is more than an average crop.
This was a banner year.
It was a banner year. So if we had delivered this crop in, we probably would have been back in the black for the first time in a very long time.
But all that fruit made these trees top-heavy pushovers for Irma. And trees left in the water for more than 3 days could also rot or die. Metter's losses could be up to $9 million, and he's not the only one.
We have 125,000 acres of citrus groves in this area.
What percentage of those crops do you think was damaged?
All. Every acre of that 125,000 acres.
Gene McAvoy is an agriculture expert with the University of Florida.